You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling. How cold is it outside?
It's freezing outside.
Yeah.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. I didn't do very much. I watched lots of documentaries on psychopaths for some reason and got really scared.
Oh, no.
But yesterday was a beautiful day in Melbourne.
It was magnificent.
You didn't get to experience it because you were somewhere else.
I was skiing. I had the most spectacular fall.
Did you?
Oh, my goodness. I tumbled about three times. Oh,
that's fantastic.
I didn't injure
Nothing's
myself.
Nothing's broken, though.
But I got clapped by everyone on the chairlift, so it was that spectacular.
You love an audience, though. That's why you're on radio.
Not at all. Hey, coming up, do you use energy drinks?
Do you know what? No.
There's a nasty side to them that I didn't know about. I'll tell you about that
do
later.
You?
No. I don't like them at all.
I'd be very disappointed if you did.
Also, you know how baby names trend?
Yes.
And there's popular ones?
Yep.
Pets as well. Apparently, there's trends in pet names.
Really? Well, let's unpack it.
All right, you're on Joy. Do you paint your nails?
Do I paint my nails? Do I look like a chick that paints her nails?
No, they don't look like they are at the moment. So you've never been in nail art?
No, I've never done nail art. I've only done nail art if I've tried to cover up a dodgy toenail that's a bit, you know, got a bit of disease on it. You know what I mean?
And you just have one. I had one of those once.
Did you? How embarrassing is it when it's summer and you've got the thongs on and people start focusing on your feet?
Well, there's a new trend and it's called vagina nails. It's true.
And can you say vagina again?
Vagina.
I love the way you say
vagina.
I'm not
embarrassed to say it.
No, you shouldn't be.
Vagina nails are popping up.
You should embrace it because you came out of one. Just remember that.
I did too. Vagina nails are popping up on Instagram feeds all over the world.
Oh, my God. Vagina nail art. I didn't know vaginas have nails.
No. Well, that would be very comfortable. But these ones are on your fingers and they paint them into pictures of little vaginas.
I must say,
I saw some of them and they look amazing. So some of them look real, almost like a little photograph, but others are, you know, just in the shape and they're really creative.
Talk about power of the vagina.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to get my nails done.
Have a look at them on Instagram. They're amazing.
Hey, now, I've been wondering about, you're quite a hairy man, right?
Sometimes when your hair
grows out a little bit, it is a bit fuzzy, right? And you've named your dog Fuzzy, and I'm wondering, is that because of you, because you're so self-obsessed?
You know why I named him Fuzzy? So Fuzzy's a little miniature poodle. He was chocolate brown originally. He's lightened up.
Oh, he's very light now. He's been out in the sun.
But from the back, he looked... Remember Fuzzy Bear from the Muppets?
Loved Fuzzy Bear.
He had floppy ears and he looked like him. And he sort of behaved the same way. His head used to shake around when he'd bark and things. So I named him... Fuzzy because of that. His
fuzzy.
Fur is quite, you know, fluffy.
It's a perfect, I love the name.
But when I named him and I took him for one of his first walks, I went to the dog park and this lady came up to me and said, oh, he's beautiful and lovely. What is he? I said, he's a poodle. And she said, oh, why'd you call him that? You should be naming a poodle, giving a poodle a more regal name.
Oh,
and
God.
I thought, what a load
did
of...
Did you ask her what her name was?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have asked her. But I thought, what a load of crap. Base it on their personality. And then I thought, you know, some people probably name their pets as an extension of themselves.
Of course they do.
Rather than what suits the pet. So, but there's been a survey done and it's revealed the most common and popular names for pets at the moment. And the top couple of names for cats are Bella is number one.
Right.
Smokey is number two.
Right.
Buddy is number three. Number four is Oscar. And for dogs, again, it's Bella at the top. Buddy is number two. And Charlie is number three. And Max is number four.
What kind of name is Buddy?
I don't know. What about Bella?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you know what? We were never allowed to have cats or dogs when we were growing up because it was all about the Greek garden, okay? Mum and Dad were like, no, there's no way. But we did have rabbits.
Did you?
Yeah, and guess what we called our first rabbit?
What?
Bugsy. How unique is that?
My rabbit was Peter. Good morning, Melbourne. Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Say good morning to yourself.
It's that parrot thing. Have you noticed that I do that? I imitate what you say as soon as we get back on air. But no, I apologise. Good morning, Warren.
Do you have energy drinks?
Do I have energy drinks?
Do you ever drink them?
Never. Never have. Yeah. I think I have years ago. I mixed it in with some alcohol and I was buzzing for hours. But no, I don't like them. I'm actually totally against them, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And my reason's always been because of the sugar content in them.
Oh, is that all it
is? Yeah, I just thought, nah, they're packed with sugar. I don't know whether I necessarily want to consume that because I haven't had it for years.
Yeah.
But new research is suggesting that persistent consumption of energy drinks may predispose young adults to substance use. Investigators from the University of Maryland found that students...
Maryland found
that students who regularly drink highly caffeinated energy drinks were at increased risk for later use of alcohol, cocaine and prescription stimulants. It was reported in Medscape
recently.
You just saw
small credits when you said Maryland. But hey, no, it makes a lot of sense, darling. Those energy drinks, come on.
Because aren't they loaded with caffeine and other stimulants that,
Which,
we know caffeine's addicted. I've got a terrible coffee.
Yeah, I think we do too. Habit. I think we need to cut down, darling, because I noticed that my anxiety levels have increased and I'm having about 3 or 4 and it's not good, darling.
That could just be because you're working with me.
Darling, I'm finding myself that I can't concentrate. Now, I don't want to make you insecure more than you already are, but darling, look, you've got a little pimple on your nose.
I haven't.
And I need to pop it because it's actually doing my head in and I need to concentrate and I have to look at you
while
you're talking. No, it's not. It's a pimple.
It's not a pimple. I sent you a pimple popping video the other day.
Did you like it? Disgusting. I was so angry because I was eating.
But did you have to watch it?
Yeah, well, I did have to watch it. Of course I did because I love being angry.
Aren't they fantastic?
They're so good. They're so addictive.
What is it about them that makes them so addictive?
I don't know. I had a partner that used to jump on my face and she'd get rid of everything, and she was obsessed with blackheads and the whole bit.
Do you know that there's porexia, it's called? There's apparently an obsession with your pores.
Yes.
And dermatologists come up with the term to mean an irrational fixation with pore size.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of us have got it. Have you, though? Do you get obsessed with it?
No, not really.
You certainly don't because you've got a pimple on your nose and you just... It's a whitehead.
Have you ever done those...
Looking at me. Of course you're not obsessed.
Have you ever done those strips?
Everyone else has to deal with it.
Have you ever done those strips where you put on...
No, but they look so addictive. I'd love to do it. The only kind of strips that I use is when I'm waxing my mo. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I'm Greek and hairy, you know?
So what about those ear candles?
It's all beautiful,
you know the candles you stick in your ear and you light them and
really
then...
afraid of that stuff because I'm scared that I'm going to go deaf.
I tried it once and
I'm a hypochondriac.
And it makes it look like all this stuff's coming out of your ear, but I'm sure it's just the wax of the candle that falls in there.
Exactly.
And makes it look
better. Pop that pimple, darling.
We were talking earlier about popular pet names.
Yes.
And the most popular dog and cat name, they're the same, is Bella.
Bella. I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that for a pet. Got a message in.
Your dog's name's Fuzzy.
Fuzzy Bear.
Looks like Fuzzy. We've got a message in from Tim. He says, so lovely to hear us on a Monday. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
His dog's name is Donna, and which is named after Doctor Who, Donna from Doctor Who. I was calling in the park last week and this woman came towards me saying, how do you know me? Like, why are you calling me? Turns out she was also called Donna. I told her I wouldn't forget her name. She didn't look very impressed. Don't you love that, Tim, when people just don't look impressed, that look they give you? I get it all the time.
Judgmental look.
Yeah, I get it from Lauren.
I never judge you.
Thanks for your message, Tim.
There's a new website, an online tool that translates anything you say into elephant noises.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love a trunk.
So it uses sound recordings and decades of research into elephant communication to translate common phrases into elephant noises. It's real.
Yes.
It's called Hello in Elephant.
Now, what's the... Why do people use this?
It's recorded from elephants in Kenya.
Right.
And it also accompanies it with a gesture of what the elephants would do if they were communicating to you. So it's only simple phrases.
Yes.
And it's really good because the project aims to raise awareness and donations for African elephants.
How wonderful.
I've got it here. I'm going to type in good morning, Anastasia.
Yeah.
So I'll just type it in now. Hang on. Let's see.
Type it in.
And this is how it sounds. Let me see if I can translate.
Yeah, take your time.
I'm doing it now.
Keep busy amongst yourselves, listeners. Maybe put a pot of coffee on while we wait. Maybe have a shower.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Maybe go to the toilet.
It's translating
it. Get you there.
Okay,
here we go.
That's... And it's flicking its snout up and down as it does it. So, yeah.
What does it sound like if it says, rack off, Warren?
It doesn't know that one. I tried a rude one
before.
We've
got all the time in the world. That's awesome, though.
Check it out. Hello, elephant.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Today, all of North America is going to be treated to a total eclipse of the sun.
What?
Yeah, a total eclipse of the sun. I remember we had one here when I was a kid.
Did we?
And everything went dark for a little while.
Oh, did it?
Like, and you can't look at it. You've got to wear special glasses and all this sort of thing. We won't see it because, obviously, we're not North America.
Right.
But guests aboard the Royal Caribbean's Total Eclipse Cruise have an extra surprise in store for their once-in-a-lifetime viewing experience.
Right.
That's right. Bonnie Tyler, the Welsh songstress of Total Eclipse of the Heart fame, will be on board to perform her 1983 hit Just as the moon sails across the sun. How good's that?
Oh, I wish I was in North America on that boat right now.
That was a great track, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we don't get to experience it, but if you're on the cruise, that's what you're going to get tonight.
Yeah, how fantastic.
You're on Joy.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Kissing.
Yes.
Now, have you ever had a bad kisser?
Oh, my God, have I had a bad kisser. But the most recent bad kisser was really bad.
Really?
And I thought I was in love with this person.
Why?
Just had no idea how to use their tongue at all. It was like I had to do all the work. It was almost like I felt like I was there, like this person was dead inside almost, right? And the pecking. So this particular person thought that I was getting turned on by them pecking at my ear. It was almost like I had birdseed in my ear and they were just going for the birdseed. They were hungry and they thought that I was getting turned on. But me being the idiot people pleaser, I was going, oh, that feels really nice.
But you
I was
weren't
feeling
enjoying it?
So irritated by it, going, oh, my God. How do, and, you know, you'd think after a few times this person would get it. No idea. Peck, peck, peck away.
Kissing is my number one thing. I love it so much and
yes.
I really like connecting.
I love
and getting
passion.
But there was one guy once and he used to say, Warren, don't move your lips. And
oh,
I
my
think,
God.
What am I, a sex doll?
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, yeah, so is that it?
No, then there was another one who slobbered all over me.
How do you know that you're a good kisser, though? How do you know you've
I
got
just
it
know.
Right?
I well, just
how do you know?
I just know. I do feedback surveys after each kiss.
Me.
Not at all.
We got a couple of messages in, though. I'm not the only one that's had a bad kisser. On 0427 Joy 949, Tina from Fairfield says, this one time a guy and I went into a closet at a party and started kissing. His tongue was so long and he didn't know how to control it, so he started licking the entire bottom of my face. I still get chills thinking about it. It was so disgusting. I pulled away and he was like, why did we stop? Seriously, you just slobbered all over my face. I don't want any more. Thank you. And it's so funny because, like, yeah, it's like a puppy, like licking all over your face. Like, it's not exciting, dude. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
We've got another SMS.
We did get another SMS from Simon saying, I've been told a lot of times that I'm a really good kisser. One trick is to copy whoever's kissing you. Give them back what they're giving you, even if you don't like it. Oh, I like that.
But what if they're not moving their lips or anything, Simon?
So you don't move your lips either, Warren?
Just stand there.
Just stare at them.
Nah.
And then we've got another one here from Tim. He says, Warren, maybe you should conduct kissing lessons. Some gay men are such bad kissers. They dart their tongue in and out around like a lizard's tongue. All I ask is for a bit of tongue. Hey, now, that's assuming that Warren's a good kisser. I'm not convinced yet.
I'm confident with my kissing.
Maybe we should have a kissing booth.
We'll have a kissing booth. Now, your bad experience, I've got to ask you,
was it
a guy or a girl?
It was a guy, actually.
Well, that'll teach you for going back to guys.
Yeah, but although I have had good guy kisses.
Have you?
Maybe this one was just a dud doll.
Yeah, probably. We were talking earlier about what makes a bad kisser.
Yes.
We've both had some bad experiences.
I've had so many. It
seems like a lot of people have as well.
Yeah, we got a message in on 0427 Joy 949 from Simo from the Paris end of East St Kilda. He says, love a good patch with a hot guy. But I had a boyfriend who was a really bad kisser. He'd just stick his flaccid tongue in my mouth. It was like sucking on a wet sock. That's hysterical.
Wet sock.
You know, there's been so many. I do remember, though, when I was a youngster, Warren, pashing again with a guy. And I'm not kidding. I think he thought that it was really sexy, right? But he ate my mouth. I seriously had ulcers at the end of it, like bleeding gum. I'm not kidding. Like, my lips were torn apart. He's thinking I'm getting really turned on, and I'm thinking, someone help me or call Lifeline.
Hardcore. I had one guy once, and he sucked my
Maybe
tongue
not
in.
Lifeline,
he sucked my tongue in so hard that I thought it was going to rip off at the back. You know, when you give them, I couldn't stop. Let us know.
We have to be honest with people because they think they're pleasing us and they're not. They're hurting us. They're hurting us a lot.
Have you had a bad kisser?
Yeah, we want to hear your stories.
We cover all the latest trends here.
Oh, yes.
We're up to date with absolutely everything.
We are.
Well, there's a new dating trend.
Oh, lovely.
And it's called stashing.
Stashing?
I
stash a lot of stuff, but I didn't know you can do it with a dating.
Yeah, you can. It's new and it's described as a hot new dating trend. I'm not so sure it is.
Okay.
So it's when you're dating someone and you think, oh, my goodness, I'm in love and you know, you're proud to celebrate it and show them and everything. But they are hiding you from their world. So if you're together and they're taking photos of the food.
I just got triggered.
Not of two of you eating the food.
Oh, my God, I just
so
got triggered.
Their social media posts don't include you.
Oh, my God.
Their friends don't know about you.
Oh, my God.
Their family don't know about you. But from your perspective, you've shown them your friends, you've shown them your family, you've introduced them to everyone,
wow.
You've taken photos of you together, but it's all one-sided.
Has it ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's happened before.
Really?
It's happened with one guy that I was seeing and I was thinking, why is it that I'm so 100% devoted to this dating, but you're not?
Yes. Do you know why I just
But it turns out he actually had multiple stashes.
Do you know what, though? I just got triggered as you were saying it because my first ever boyfriend, Nick, only took me drive-through. Never took me out. So he was stashing me away, going...
Stashing you away?
A bit embarrassed about this, wog cheek.
So he took
I'll
you through the...
I'll just take you drive-through. Want a cone?
He didn't
30
even...
30 cents it was back then. What a tight ass. Oh, my God. He was stashing me.
He was stashing you.
He was embarrassed
you.
Of me.
He was... Well, I don't know. It's not so much that they're embarrassed
well,
of you.
Well, then what is it?
It's because they want to pretend that they're not really dating you so that they can still get with other people and not tell you about it. Yeah, but it's called stashing.
I'm going to call Nick after the show.
It's a new trend. So next time you're about to go on a date with someone, ask them straight out, are you a stasher?
But I've also had some brilliant kisses that you know when you're on the same page with the kisser, right? You've got
their
flows and it always ends up being really passionate, amazing sex, doesn't it? We've got a message in on 0474949 by Jace. He says, hello, Anastasia and Warren, big lips help to be a good kisser.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although if someone knows how to kiss, that doesn't... The smaller lips can do it too.
They can. But, you know, if you're not a good kisser and you've got massive lips, it's okay because you can just pash the lips. Hey, now listen, you're a very handsome man, Warren.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, I've been asking you, you know, have you had a bad kisser and you're only coming up with one or two and it's like, come on, man.
No,
I'm sure you've had lots of tongues in your mouth.
Well, there was one guy, I know where a tongue did go that I didn't like. It went right in my ear. But he so much pressure. There was, I felt like a snail.
Like it was piercing in.
I thought my eardrum was just going to get sucked out of my head.
Your ear probably felt like it was pop. He was probably trying to help you out.
Oh, it was horrible. And then
hoovering out the wax.
I was hoovering the wax out. Actually, I did hear a bit better afterwards, so maybe he did.
Oh, my God, I've got this urgency to kiss you right now. What's the worst kisser you've ever had? Give us your story because we're getting them in. People are really loving the theme of this.
We've all had bad experiences.
We've all had them. We got a message in also from Jason from Ivanhoe. He says big lips might help, but a warm tongue is important. Very true, Jason. But oral hygiene is so very important. I've almost pashed the hottest guy in the bar, but oh my God, breath like a dead cat.
Oh, that's
now I'll tell you something about breath like a dead cat when you're a short ass like myself, right? I'm a little lady, right? I'm about 5'4".
Well, I'm not exactly that tall either.
No, right. But when I'm talking to someone tall and they're talking down at me, if they've got bad breath, guess what? I cop it because they're talking straight into my nose. And I used to work for this guy and every time I'd get in trouble with him, I'd be dying inside. Not scared about getting in trouble, losing my job. I was more scared about the breath.
That breath that
and
knocks
that breath
you
was
out.
Was knocking me out, darling.
What about if someone was really hot and sexy and you're about to kiss them and the breath did sting? Have you ever sort of...
I'd run for days.
Held your nose and got through it.
Do you know what? Because because I'm a people pleaser, I've put up with a lot of crap in my life, right? So, yes, I've held my nose and gone, oh, that was delicious. No more.
Because the taste, if it's bad breath, it sort of dissipates, doesn't it, once you're into the kissing.
Yeah.
You sort of get acclimatised to it.
Exactly.
And you don't taste it anymore.
No, that's right. I bet you've put up with it too.
I have.
Hey, we've been getting messages in. We've been talking, the theme today has been about bad kisses. Now, Celeste, I've had quite a few in my time, and so has Warren. Now, a pretty little lady like yourself, I'm guessing, has had a bad kisser or two.
Oh, I've had a few, yes.
Is there one that stands out for you?
Yes, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, oh my God.
it's just, I don't know, they rush.
Yep.
his tongue was like a swivel sweeper, like side to side, like, what are you doing?
Washing machine.
Yeah, it just... Puppy slobber.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
It just, it's a turn-off.
Yeah, they kind of think if they lick the, your whole face off that you're going to get turned on.
I don't know, but think when you're drunk, you just go with it.
Exactly. Thanks, Celeste.
Thanks, Celeste. Anastasia, you know when you say to someone, hi, how are you? And you get an automatic, I'm good, thanks,
good
reply.
And it depends who you're talking to. You're talking to me. It's a good thanks.
Good thanks. And you know that they haven't really thought about their reply.
Yeah,
and maybe it is true, but maybe it's not true.
Look, I have a lot of respect for people who are very honest when you ask them, how are you? Just like our program support guy this morning, Lance.
I asked him
the first question. He came in, and he's very enthusiastic, this guy. He's amazing.
Lovely.
Right? Amazing. And I asked him, how are you, Lance? Gave him a big hug and he goes, yeah, look, I'm a little bit constipated. And just left it at that. I'm like, I've been having a lot of frozen meals. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's just telling me his whole life story. But what I loved about it was
honest.
He just came out with honest answer. I'm constipated. If only we were all honest about how we were feeling.
I didn't realise frozen meals make you constipated.
Yeah, well, of
probably,
course they would.
Lance,
he's backed up.
Maybe you have to thaw them out before you eat them, Lance. Good friend of mine, he has chickens.
Oh, does he?
And he always has fresh produce and eggs. And we went away a couple of weeks ago and he had fresh eggs and it was amazing all the time. But I noticed he has to still get someone to look after them when he goes. So, you know, they're not like any other
pet.
They're
living creatures, darling.
Yeah,
they need to be looked after.
Yeah, I thought you'd just sort of lock them in
you
their
just leave them there,
pen and make sure they've got enough food and water. But no, someone has to still come and
have a chat
and look after them. Well... I mean, if you've got a cat, you go to a cattery, talk to the chickens. Or if you've got a dog, you either...
Yeah, you talk to Fuzzy all the time.
Yeah, but there's kennels and things you can put them in. But there's a Happy Hen Holidays pet retreat on the Sunshine Coast, caters exclusively for chickens and ducks when their owners go away.
That is so adorable.
It operates similar to boarding kennels for cats and dogs, but with some differences to cater for the chickens' social hierarchy. And the owner recently told the ABC that chickens have a pecking order, so we don't mix different groups of chickens in together. So they each have their own area away from the other groups, and it keeps things harmonious.
Oh, that's really adorable.
When they arrive, they have a health assessment for the first day, and then they're offered herbs that help them calm down.
That's actually really adorable.
I'm not sure what they're offered.
Maybe they should have a retirement home at some later stage.
I didn't realise that they were so vicious to each other.
Yeah.
I thought they all got along well and laid eggs and, and clucked away.
But... eggs that you'll probably be eating after our show this morning.
Yeah, I will be too. while you go on about veganism
like chicken,
the whole time. Anastasia, have you always been a bit of a neutral person, so you've never really taken sides if there's an argument or something?
No. It's either one or the other. I think if you're neutral, you're kind of sitting on the fence and saying, hey, I don't really believe anything because I'm kind of scared to kind of give you my opinion in case I offend you.
Yeah, I was always trying not to offend. And I remember even once in a workplace, because there was so many arguments going on, I put a flag of Switzerland up and said, you know what, I'm going to be neutral.
Yeah.
But you sent me a quote yesterday and I really liked it. And can I read it?
Yes,
of course. So it says, we must always take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. And silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented.
Exactly.
And I thought, this is absolutely spot on. So when we're quiet and we sit there, for example, we're watching someone being bullied.
Yes.
Because we're too scared to say anything, we might get bullied ourselves. We're actually encouraging them.
We're actually definitely encouraging the bully because it's silenced. And that's exactly what they breed off. So you have to bring it out into the light. So that's why being neutral, I can understand why people are, because they're a little bit, worried about... But you can't. You have to really stand up to anything that's wrong. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And so we've made an agreement where we will never be bullied.
I will never be bullied, and I'll never stand and I'll never enable a bully. And I'll never, if I'm witnessing something, I will put my hand up and say, hey, this isn't cool.
Yeah, me too. I think it's great.
Yeah.
You enjoy. Anastasia, you've heard of different beauty trends happening. I think there's the wasabi as a lip plumper.
No way. I'm going to try that. I know, Tilly. Oh, my God. I've always wanted my lips more plump.
There's
perfect.
The blackhead vacuum.
Yeah, you put a vacuum on your lips?
Yeah.
Oh. I've tried that. Yep.
Not on your lips, but on your areas. There's apparently.
Yeah, but what stops you putting a vacuum on your lips?
You
know what I mean?
Oh, you look like one of those.
I've just invented something.
And well, there's a new thing that's being recommended in a particular magazine, and that is the use of empty water bottles to tighten your skin. So
I've got one here.
What you do is you put the, so it's empty, like that one, and you put the top of it with the lid off, obviously.
Yes, of course.
Press it on your skin and squeeze it in.
Oh, God.
Apparently it sucks.
How long do I keep it in there sucked?
I don't know.
It actually makes sense though.
But some dermatologists have warned against it, saying it can cause bruising and all sorts of
that's
other.
That's all right. Don't you get bruising when you get collagen
take
and
it
all
off.
Those
show
stuff?
Show me what.
Hold on.
You've got red spots all over your face. It's really funny. And that's it for us, Anastasia.
Oh, no, I don't want to go anywhere.
We're back on Thursday.
We are back on Thursday and Friday, which is fantastic. Hey, thanks for listening. Now, don't forget to lick us and like us if you want to keep in touch with us. Just go onto Facebook, type in Anastasia and Warren, and we've got all this amazing material for you to have a giggle at. And also the Say Yes Marriage Equality, we've got that stuff there.
The website
on for
Where
you
to Go Mental.
As well.
Register before 5 p.m. on Thursday.
Yes, exactly.
Really important that you do that.
Oh, Warren, it's been a pleasure, darling.
Been a pleasure. We'll see you on Thursday morning, 6:30 a.m.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.